Lawmakers got a progress report from the state's Gasline Development Corporation on Wednesday in Anchorage. It is a busy year for the Alaska Gasline Development Corporation. It's trying to land agreements with Chinese companies to buy the state's gas. And at the same time, it's trying to get through a federal environmental review and negotiate with North Slope companies to sell their gas. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has more on what lawmakers learned and what they still want to know.
Before lawmakers met with the state's Gasline Corporation, Senator Kathy Geisel sent them a bulleted list of the information she wanted for the meeting. The Anchorage Republican asked for everything from a list of contractors the corporation is using and how much money it's compensating board members for travel to certain types of state employees moonlighting for the corporation as well. On that last one, Geisel says she is concerned about the influence of partisan politics on the project.
When we created AGDC, we were very careful to make sure that AGDC was a separate entity that would not be influenced by politics. In other words, governors that come and go. Here's the governor's deputy chief of staff on a list documented by AGDC as working for AGDC. It's concerning.
She's not the only legislator who said that they were concerned about political influence on the LNG export project. It has been a key issue for current Governor Bill Walker, and it's an election year. I asked Anchorage Democrat Garen Tarr what she thought of Geisel's letter and the possibility of state employees splitting their time between their regular jobs and working on the gas line. She said she wants the legislature to have oversight, but thinks it's important not to micromanage what the state corporation is doing.
It just seems that, you know, people who are politically aligned with the governor are more willing to trust what they're doing moving forward, and people who are not politically aligned with the governor are not trusting.
Tarr says she's concerned that the politics are getting in the way of lawmakers being able to accurately gauge the LNG export project's feasibility based on its merit rather than their own political alignments. Putting aside the politics, a lot of lawmakers had questions about how the project would be financed and what the state could be obligated to pay for. They heard presentations from the Department of Natural Resources and the Department of Revenue as well. Here's Senator Bert Stedman of Sitka asking the Department of Revenue about its analysis of how the state is going to pay for its portion of construction on the project.
And when you have cost overruns of 10, 20, 30 billion possibly, which isn't out of the realm of possibilities, how are you going to factor in the state exposure to capital calls? In particular, if we draw on the permanent fund.
Lawmakers also asked about tariffs and the trade war with China. Frank Richards, the senior vice president of the Gasline Corporation, says so far the project seems to have escaped major impact from the steel tariffs, and China hasn't put a tariff on LNG imports.
China wants clean, efficient natural gas. Alaska has it. U.S. wants to produce it and export it. So we feel that we're in a good position as a project and as Alaska to not hopefully be impacted by that.
Lawmakers were on a tight timeline to get the meeting finished, so several said they'd be submitting questions in writing to the corporation. And the corporation is on a tight timeline, too. Their deadline for signing commercial agreements with potential Chinese investment partners and buyers is in December. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.